And we are back here at Club 1220 KLBB. Reed Hagen with you. Special guest on the line with me is Michael Matone. A salute to Frank Sinatra and the Legends of Las Vegas coming to the Burnsville Performing Arts Center Sunday, October 16th at 2. Michael, thank you for taking time to chat with us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's really an honor to be here and to be on your show and to talk to you.
I was reading your bio and, you know, born and raised in New York, but then lived a good chunk of your life in Southern Europe, Spain, Italy, mm-hmm. and Greece. And, you know, I've done a little bit of traveling in my time. And some of the jazz big bands and singers are almost more popular in Europe than they are in this country, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, they like all those traditional American, you know, from the American songbook. And I have to say that my father was one of them. I mean, this is how I learned, you know, the Sinatra music, because my father was a Sinatra contemporary. And he was a professional singer besides his other career with the United States government. And so that's the reason I was in Europe, is because my father was living there. And he was singing with the United States Air Force Band while he was working for the government and singing Sinatra music, of course. And, he did a lot there. And you know, it's very popular, and it still is. You know, it still is very popular.
Well, you know, whether it's Bobby Darin or Sinatra, I mean, it's timeless music. And it's the same songs, you know, they call it the Great American Songbook.
Right.
You know, when Sinatra recorded a lot of these songs, I guess, you know, back in the 50s, they were covers then because he was recording songs that were originally written and published in the 20s by Gershwin or Cole Porter or whatever. And it's the artists today, you know, the new artists that are coming out who are recording these great songs. So they're just as fresh as the day. You know, they were written and recorded by, you know, greats like Sinatra and Dean Martin and Bobby Darin.
And the Bublés of today, you know, update the arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Although some of them actually, they can't improve upon it, so they don't change it. You know, I'm thinking of Bublé singing I've Got You Under My Skin. That's the Nelson and Riddle arrangement. So,
well, you're absolutely right, because I have said many times on my radio show that Nelson Riddle could make anybody sound good.
Yes.
With those arrangements he did, where they would start out lightly swinging and build to a crescendo, and of course he worked with Sinatra and, you know, Gordon Jenkins. How many songs are you going to be performing in your show?
We have about 20, a little over 20, you know, two sets of 10 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Have you performed at the Burnsville Performing Arts Center before?
No, never have.
It's a gorgeous venue. You're going to love it.
Well, I'm going to be there Friday, and of course I'm going to visit it and take a look around and see what it is. And what I've seen is on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So as of now, so
it's only a couple of years old, and it's a great place to perform at, and.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of theaters there, and it seats a lot of folks, and everybody who just goes there just loves the building. And, of course, you know, the performance is going to be great. Salute to Vegas and the Legends of Las Vegas. I always like to ask performers this, and I get all kinds of different answers. Do you have a favorite song, or does that change, like, on a week-to-week basis?
I don't know if I have a favorite song. I really don't. I don't think so. I have some songs that I really like. Some songs I like to do more than others, maybe, you might say.
Sure.
I mean, some of them that we can change a little bit. Some of them that, can get a little dramatic. Like, I enjoy doing One More for the Road, you know.
Great tune.
I enjoy doing that. And Angel Eyes, you know, so some of those songs that need good vocals and good phrasing, you know,
mm-hmm.
And a good communication. So I like those kinds of things. But I don't know if I have any particular ones that I favor one over the other.
Well, I know folks are going to have a great time. You've had great reviews wherever you performed, and we're certainly looking forward to this.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I am too. This is like a homecoming to me. I mean, I lived in Minnesota for 17 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I went to Winona State, you know, and then I used to teach school in Minneapolis and so on. And I lived there from 1999 to 2003. And this is when I got started singing professionally. And I used to listen to KLBB every day, all day long, every time I could.
No kidding. I've been here since day one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when you started, but when I was in Minnesota, when we were there, my family were there, and that's how I got started. I used to listen to KLBB. And my connection with KLBB is that me and my wife, sent us two tickets to see Frank Sinatra Jr. 2003, and we got to the show, and we got to meet him. That was part of the deal with getting the tickets. So that was through KLBB.
Wow.
And I was just, you know, we were thrilled about it because I was just really kind of getting started. I'd say I got started in the late 90s or something when I was in Minnesota. And so we got to see Frank Jr. In fact, that picture is still on my website.
I was just looking at it. What a nice down-to-earth guy he is, too.
Yeah, and he's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And he was terrific. Now, I heard there, I'm not an impersonator, but I heard somewhere that he doesn't like the guys that impersonate his father, you know. I heard that about him, you know, but I did get to meet him, told him I do sing his music and so on. But anyway, that was my connection with KLBB when that happened with us, and we were kind of thrilled about it. But it was shortly after that we moved back to South Florida. We lived in Minnesota for 17 years, and in terms of my background, you know, I mean, like anything else, my father was a professional singer, but I used to sing in church and church choirs and sing in choral groups and so on. But I grew up listening to Sinatra, knowing Sinatra. But when I got to be middle-aged, kind of when I was in Minnesota, I said, you know, I think I can do this. I can sing professionally now, because when you're a young kid and you're singing Sinatra, it doesn't go over the same way. It's like, oh, cute kid, he's singing a Sinatra song. But when you're an adult and you've lived your life, and when you sing that music, it makes sense.
I couldn't have put it better. You're absolutely right.
And then I started, and boy, did things happen really fast. And I didn't have to do that much training, because lo and behold, I ended up, wow, I say, I know all the words to these songs.
Thanks to KLBB.
Yeah, thanks to KLBB, exactly, because it was refreshing everything, and of course because of my father, because I grew up with it, you know.
Sure.
So things happen really fast, and, that's kind of my background. I got started with this. And we really are looking forward to it. I'd never been to the Burnsville Center. I hadn't been there. It wasn't built when I was there.
Right.
But we have a variety of, you know, variety of Sinatra songs, plus a couple of songs, actually some songs that we have a song that he turned down that Nat King Cole took, and we have a little different version of it, you know. I'm talking about Nature Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I don't know if you ever heard Bobby Darin's version of Nature Boy.
I don't think I have.
I think it's terrific, you know. It's just terrific. I forget exactly which album it is. But he's got it. It's kind of really jazzy with horns and some background singers. And we don't quite do that because our show is going to be really a small, intimate, short-in-the-stage, intimate Vegas look. And style, and we only have a quartet and me with a little table and some empty bottles of liquor, I will add, yes. So it's going to be that kind of a setting, but we're going to do Nature Boy, not quite like Nat King Cole did it, not quite like Bobby Darin did it, but, you know, a little Latin flavor to it.
Wow.
Yeah, that Bobby Darin version, when I heard it a few years back, I said, wow, where did this come from? I didn't know that. So look for it.
Well, yeah, we're looking forward to you coming to town, and I know folks are going to have fun, and great talking to you. Thanks for taking time to chat with us today, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Looking forward to it and coming back to Minnesota again.
Sounds good. Thanks. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Michael Matone and the salute to Frank Sinatra. A Legend of Las Vegas, the Burnsville Performing Arts Center. This is coming up Sunday, Sunday, October 16th, 2 p.m., and a pair of tickets, a $66 value, we have for $39.